From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Top U.S. intelligence officials say they believe high-level Russian authorities were directly responsible for the hacking and leaking of documents from the Democratic National Committee during the 2016 presidential election campaign. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper was among the officials who testified Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Russia has clearly assumed an even more aggressive cyber posture by increasing cyber espionage operations, leaking data stolen from these operations, and targeting critical infrastructure systems.
President-elect Donald Trump, meanwhile, continues to cast doubt on the conclusions drawn by U.S. intelligence officials about Russian hacking. But some prominent Republicans disagree with the president-elect, calling for even tougher sanctions against Russia, as we hear from Zaritza Hope.
The Armed Services Committee hearing is chaired by prominent Republican John McCain, who said Wednesday it is clear that Russia was behind the hacking and must bear consequences. McCain has not been hesitant in his condemnation for Russia.
We will work in the Congress to have stronger sanctions in order to prevent further attacks on the United States of America.
McCain also indicated that Congress is prepared to fight Trump on the issue. Zlatica Hope, Washington.
The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a bipartisan measure rejecting the United Nations Security Council vote criticizing Israeli settlements on Palestinian territory. Representative Steve King.
America and the United States Congress rejects what happened in the United Nations the other day and that decision to abstain from that vote.
Thursday's vote passed 235 to 188 in support of a non-binding measure declaring support for Israel and insisting the U.S. opposes any future such measures. This is VOA News.